Today, August 5th, the Church celebrates the dedication of the Papal Basilica of St. Mary Major. Emer McCarthy has this report.
Standing atop one of Rome's seven hills, the Esquiline, it also bears the name Santa Maria ad Nives, St. Mary of the Snow. That was the name of the small shrine that was first erected on the site over 1,700 years ago. This unusual title has its roots in a popular legend about the origins of the basilica, a legend that also gave birth to one of the most beautiful and awe-inspiring ceremonies of Rome's liturgical calendar. It was the year 358 AD when, as the story goes, Pope Liberius ordered a shrine built at the site where the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared in identical dreams shared by a local patrician, his wife, and the Pope. The legend dictates that the outline of the church was physically laid out on the ground of the nobles' land under a miraculous snowfall that took place at the height of the sweltering Roman summer on the night between August 4th and 5th in 352. This miracle of the snow and the shrine it produced soon became an integral part of popular piety and devotion. Following the Council of Ephesus in 431, the shrine was transformed into an impressive basilica and rededicated to Mary, Mother of God. The tale of its origins passed down through the centuries. It is depicted by the famous artists Masaccio and Masolino in a triptych dating back to 1423. And still today, it continues to enthrall. In fact, on the anniversary of that miraculous snowstorm, the faithful gather together for the celebration of Mass in the evening. And as the Magnificat is sung by the choirs, white rose petals are released from the dome upon the congregation. St. Mary Major is important to Christendom for three reasons. Firstly, it stands as a venerable monument to the Council of Ephesus that affirmed Mary's title as Theotokos, Mother of God. Secondly, the Basilica is Rome's Church of the Crib, a kind of Bethlehem within the Eternal City. In some measure, every picture of Mary with the Divine Child is traceable to this church. Lastly, St. Mary Major is Christendom's first Marian shrine for pilgrims. It set the precedent for the countless shrines where pilgrims gather to honour Mary throughout the world. It lies but a few kilometres from the mother of all churches, the Cathedral of St. John Lateran. But, in the words of Cardinal John Foley, Grand Master of the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem, in St. Mary Major, we honour the Mother of God as our Mother, who leads us home to Christ.